Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Indistractable by Nir Eyal, a book published in 2019 that tackles the pervasive challenge of distraction in our modern lives. Nir Eyal, who has previously captivated audiences with his best-selling book, Hooked: How to Build Habit-Forming Products, shifts his focus from creating compelling technology to mastering self-control in the face of it. In Indistractable, Eyal argues that while digital devices and applications often receive blame for disrupting our productivity, they aren't the fundamental problem. Rather, the root cause lies deeper within our psychology. To address this, Eyal introduces a practical four-part framework designed to equip readers with the tools necessary to reclaim their focus. By understanding the true mechanics of distraction, we can redirect our attention to tasks that are genuinely meaningful. This book is a must-read for anyone who finds themselves regularly sidetracked by procrastination or the allure of technology. From self-starters eager to hone their focus, to parents concerned about their children's digital consumption. Join us as we explore how becoming indistractable can profoundly change your approach to everyday productivity and well-being. Indistractable: How to Control Your Attention and Choose Your Life. Introduction: Become the master of your focus. Defeat distractions for a more satisfying life. Imagine finally completing that future bestseller, shaping your groundbreaking business idea into a tangible plan, or truly enjoying precious moments with loved ones. Sounds appealing, right? Achieving a high level of focus is crucial for both professional and personal accomplishment. Yet in a world brimming with distractions, from incessant work demands that follow us home to the encroaching presence of digital technology, maintaining focus can feel like battling a storm. Best-selling author Nir Eyal, known for his insights into habit-forming technology with his book Hooked, introduces a promising solution to combat these pervasive distractions. Eyal presents the concept of becoming indistractable, a skill he regards as essential for thriving in our current landscape. Throughout this guide, you will learn how to harness this skill, redirect your attention effectively, and focus on what truly matters. Through this exploration, discover how the misuse of digital devices is merely an effect, not the root cause of distraction. Effective strategies to counteract unproductive office environments that hinder your productivity. Methods to identify and neutralize both internal and external distractions. Join us as we delve into the art of becoming indistractable, a journey that promises to elevate your ability to focus and enrich your life across all fronts. Part 1: Unpacking the Roots of Distraction. Ever wondered why, despite your best intentions, you sometimes find yourself lost in activities that are anything but productive? While it's easy to point fingers at the usual suspects, technology and its compelling gadgets, simply turning them off doesn't magically end procrastination. From doodling idle sketches to organizing your bookshelf, our minds are adept at finding alternative distractions. The real culprit behind our distractions isn't as obvious as a smartphone's ping. It's something deeper. To truly grapple with why we lose focus, we must consider the concept of triggers, stimuli that prompt us to act. These triggers can be external, like a notification from an app, or internal, such as feelings of boredom or stress. These triggers have the power to direct us towards either traction or distraction. Traction pulls us toward actions that align with our values and goals, fostering progress and productivity. Distraction, on the other hand, pulls us away, leading us astray from our intended path. It's crucial to understand that technology isn't the fundamental cause of distraction. It's merely a superficial factor. The root often lies within, stemming from our desire to escape discomforts like hunger, relationship issues, or job dissatisfaction. Technology just happens to be a readily accessible escape route. Interestingly, our susceptibility to distraction is woven into our DNA. Historically, Our ancestors were propelled by a continual sense of discomfort to learn and adapt, which was essential for survival. This evolutionary trait has persisted, manifesting as our tendency to dwell on the negative, fixate on past troubles, and swiftly grow weary of current circumstances. This ingrained predisposition makes us prone to distractions. But there's a silver lining. Understanding this pattern also empowers us to change it. By recognizing and addressing our internal triggers, we can transform them into forces that propel us toward greater focus and fulfillment. Let's dive deeper into how we can leverage this understanding to master our impulses rather than be governed by them. Part 2. Transform how you handle internal triggers. Imagine this. You're at your desk, and suddenly, boredom hits. What's your reflex? For many, it's a dive into the endless scroll of social media or a compulsive check of emails. Sound familiar? The good news is, mastering these internal triggers is possible, and it starts with shifting your mindset. The first step is to monitor and acknowledge these triggers. Next time you catch yourself veering off task, jot down the trigger, be it anxiety, boredom, or irritation from a recent interaction. Record the instance and note your feelings and reactions. This simple act of observation is powerful. It brings awareness to patterns and preemptions in your responses to these internal cues. With consistent tracking, identification becomes easier, laying the groundwork for detachment. Utilize visualization techniques like the one proposed by psychologist Jonathan Bricker. Imagine a serene stream where each leaf floating by represents a distracting thought. Observing them drift away can help release their hold over you. Moreover, who says tasks have to be mundane? Injecting an element of fun into routine activities can significantly alter our engagement levels. Drawing from interactive computing expert Ian Bogost, consider incorporating game-like rewards and challenges into everyday chores. Maybe compete against the clock or innovate a new customer service approach. Equally important is reassessing self-beliefs regarding distraction. Self-perception plays a critical role in what we achieve. If you constantly believe you're at the mercy of distractions owing to lack of self-control, you're setting yourself up for failure. Flip the script through self-compassion. When that inner critic dubs you lazy or easily distracted, counteract with kindness and encouragement, just as you would support a dear friend. By adopting these strategies, the power to navigate and overcome distractions rests firmly in your hands, transforming potential frustration into a pathway for personal power and heightened focus. Part 3. Embrace time boxing to balance life, love, and labor. Identifying your goals is critical because, without a clear aim, every distraction has the power to derail you from achieving what truly matters. This is where the concept of time boxing comes into play. It's a strategy for dedicating specific chunks of your schedule each week to distinct tasks or activities. Time boxing doesn't promise that you'll always meet your targets. After all, some aspects of life are simply beyond our control. For instance, you might find it hard to sleep even if you go to bed at the scheduled time, or you may not have the creative spark to write thousands of words every planned writing session. However, what time boxing does provide is a structure that makes it possible to succeed. Essentially, without control over your time, achieving your goals becomes significantly harder. How does one implement time boxing effectively? Start with making time for yourself. It may seem counterintuitive, but before focusing on work or other responsibilities, ensure you have scheduled periods for your personal well-being. This includes times for meals, adequate sleep, and engaging in hobbies. Taking care of yourself ensures you have the energy and focus needed for everything else in your life. Next, allocate time for nurturing relationships. This involves dedicating moments for the people who enrich your life, providing intimacy and support. Prioritize these relationships by planning regular activities, like monthly dates with your partner or bi-monthly gatherings with friends. Don't forget to include daily playtime with your kids or meaningful conversations with loved ones. Finally, organize your work hours. While you may not have the flexibility to choose your work hours, you can control how you use your time within the office. Consider setting aside uninterrupted blocks each morning for focused work tasks and other specific times, like late afternoon, for checking and responding to emails. Sharing your time-boxed schedule with coworkers can also help minimize interruptions, allowing you to maintain focus during critical working hours. In summary, effective use of time boxing creates a balanced approach to managing personal health, cherished relationships, and professional duties, paving the way for a more organized and fulfilling life. Part 4. Optimize your workplace to enhance focus. We've explored internal triggers so far, but now let's shift our focus to managing external triggers, which are equally important for gaining traction in our daily routines. Think of it as hacking the interruptive elements of your environment to work in your favor, much like a programmer fine-tunes software. A practical step in this direction was taken by the aviation industry in the 1980s. Regulations were introduced that strictly prohibited any disturbances to pilots during critical phases of a flight like takeoff and landing. This initiative dramatically increased safety and efficiency during the most vulnerable parts of a flight. Taking inspiration from this approach can be beneficial in the workplace. Recognize the parts of your day that demand high concentration and declare them as no interruption zones to your colleagues. You might use visible indicators, such as a colored card on your desk or a special item, as used by the author's wife, that signals to others that you are in a focus-intensive mode and should not be disturbed. Another significant external trigger is the constant influx of emails, which can massively interrupt focus. Statistics reveal that an average office worker receives about 100 messages daily, creating a constant pull to monitor and respond due to their unpredictable and often rewarding nature. To combat this, sorting emails effectively can vastly reduce their distraction potential. As suggested by the author, create two folders, one labeled Today for emails needing immediate attention, and another for those that require a response within the week. Address the today emails on the same day and allocate a specific weekly time slot to go through the This Week folder. This method not only organizes your communication, but also significantly cuts down the distraction of constantly checking your inbox. By implementing these strategies, you can create a workspace that supports deep work and minimizes distractions, paving the way for enhanced productivity and focus. Part 5. Streamline your digital workspace to shut out distractions. While emails are a noted distraction in office settings, they're not alone. Unproductive meetings and unrestrained digital chatter often consume far more time than they should. Fortunately, there are straightforward solutions to these common distractions. Let's start with meetings. Implementing a policy where every meeting request must include a detailed agenda and a brief that outlines efforts already made to address the issue can drastically cut down unnecessary meetings. This makes scheduling a meeting a more deliberate decision, saving time and increasing productivity. High-traffic communication tools like Slack or Basecamp can also disrupt focus. The remedy here is simple: set boundaries and specific times for checking and responding to messages. This helps maintain a balance between staying informed and staying focused. Digital clutter from articles and news feeds is another barrier to maintaining concentration. Nayar Ayal himself handles this by saving articles to read later via the Pocket app. He optimizes even this activity by using the app's text-to-speech function to listen to these articles while walking, combining physical activity with information intake. Technical tools offer additional support. For instance, Todobook transforms your Facebook feed into a to-do list, while DFTube strips YouTube of distracting ads and suggested videos, promoting more intentional usage. Physical and digital workspace organization is also crucial. On mobile devices, declutter your home screen by keeping only frequently used apps like Maps and ride-sharing readily accessible, while relegating more distracting apps to the furthest screen page. On desktops, a minimal approach can work wonders. Ayal suggests keeping an uncluttered desktop where everything except the actively used file is stored in a single, everything folder, enhancing focus and reducing the temptation to multitask. Implementing these strategies allows you to create an environment conducive to deep work, making it easier to focus and achieve your professional and personal objectives. Part 6. Strengthen your focus with strategic pacts. As you venture deeper into the quest of becoming indistractable, you'll discover that maintaining focus is a daily endeavor. Yet, don't be daunted. There's a plethora of strategies to keep distractions at bay effectively. One powerful tactic is the use of effort pacts. This method involves creating obstacles that prevent you from engaging in distracting behaviors. For instance, the self-control app allows you to block access to time-wasting websites and set specific periods when checking emails is permissible, thus helping you maintain focus during work hours. Study buddies represent another robust strategy. They are your accountability partners in productivity. If a local friend isn't available, online platforms like FocusMate can connect you to a study partner from anywhere across the globe, ensuring that you stay on track with your tasks. Then there's the price pact, which imposes a monetary penalty for not meeting your goals. An intriguing example comes from the author himself, who pledged to destroy $100 each time he missed a gym session. Since starting this pact, he hasn't missed a single workout in 3 years. While effective, it's important to recognize that such a method may not suit every goal, especially those influenced by external triggers that are harder to control. Additionally, the identity pact can be a transformative commitment device. Consider someone transitioning to a vegetarian diet. Rather than viewing themselves as someone who must refrain from eating meat, they instead adopt the identity of a vegetarian, someone who simply doesn't eat meat. This subtle shift in self-perception can greatly influence behavior and make adherence to new habits more natural. The underlying principle of the identity pact is to envision and commit to a positive image of your future self. By defining yourself as indistractable, you align your mindset and actions with this identity, making it far more likely to achieve and maintain focus in your daily life. Embrace these strategies to bolster your ability to fend off distractions and enhance your concentration. Part 7. Addressing workplace culture to reduce distraction. Distractions at work aren't solely individual issues. They can often stem from broader organizational problems. This section delves into how dysfunctional workplace cultures contribute to constant distractions and what can be done to mitigate this issue. A prime driver of such dysfunctionality is the intrusive expectation for employees to remain connected and responsive outside of regular work hours, facilitated by smartphones and 24/7 connectivity. This encroachment into personal time can lead to significant stress and dissatisfaction, making it nearly impossible for employees to become indistractable without systemic change. The root problem here isn't the technology itself, but a culture that mismanages time, overburdens its workers, and inadvertently promotes distractions. The solution lies in fostering a work environment where employees can freely express their concerns without fear of repercussions. The presence of an open and safe platform for feedback is crucial for employees to feel they can take control of their work-life balance. Leaders play a critical role in shaping this safe environment. They can set the tone by being open about their own mistakes, actively seeking feedback, and showing genuine responsiveness to concerns raised. This approach not only builds trust, but also encourages a learning culture where taking risks and potentially failing isn't faced with harsh judgment. An exemplary case of such a culture can be seen in how Slack manages its internal communications. Despite being known for its potentially distracting software, Slack maintains channels specifically designed for feedback. This includes a channel named Beef Tweets, where employees can freely air grievances regarding management practices. What makes the system effective isn't just the opportunity to speak up, but also how the feedback is acknowledged. Managers at Slack use simple emojis, a pair of eyes to acknowledge that they've seen a comment, and a checkmark to indicate resolution. This seemingly small gesture can significantly empower employees, giving them a greater sense of involvement and control over their workplace environment. By addressing these structural issues within workplace culture, companies can significantly reduce distractions and promote a more focused and satisfying work environment for their employees. Part 8. Understanding and reducing digital dependency in children. The digital age has transformed childhood, with many kids spending significant time on screens. Rather than lamenting this as a sign of times gone awry, it's crucial to delve deeper and understand why children seem almost tethered to their devices. Researchers Richard Ryan and Edward Desi pinpoint a critical issue: psychological undernourishment. Like adults, children require certain psychological nutrients to thrive: autonomy, the freedom to make choices; competence, the ability to learn and excel; and relatedness, the capacity to form meaningful relationships. Unfortunately, the modern child often finds these needs unmet in the offline world. Over-regulated school environments, high parental expectations, and a lack of imaginative stimulation can leave kids feeling confined and unfulfilled. Consequently, the virtual realm becomes a refuge where they can experience a degree of freedom and autonomy unavailable elsewhere, leading to an over-reliance on digital interaction. To combat this, it's vital to nourish these psychological needs appropriately. One effective strategy is ensuring children have ample unstructured playtime, which is essential for their overall development. Coordinating with other parents to arrange regular playdates can provide vital social interaction and free play opportunities. It's equally important to involve children in managing their time. Engaging in conversations about the risks and benefits of technology empowers them to make informed decisions about their screen time. Encourage them to use tools and techniques for managing distractions, for instance, by establishing rules around technology use or employing simple aids like timers to monitor and limit screen time. Moreover, support them in creating their own packs to ward off distractions. A compelling example from the author's experience involves his daughter, who at just 5 years old devised a plan using a kitchen timer to manage her Netflix viewing. This not only helped her control her screen time, but also fostered a sense of responsibility and self-regulation. Ultimately, addressing the root causes of why children turn to digital devices is key to helping them develop healthy habits and become indistractable. By providing the right support and guidance, parents can significantly mitigate the allure of screens and enrich their children's offline lives. Final summary. In our rapidly evolving digital world, technology often gets blamed for the widespread issue of distraction. However, the truth is more complex than the typical narrative suggests. Rather than solely faulting digital advancements for diminishing our attention spans, it's crucial to delve into the psychological underpinnings of distraction. Understanding the roots of distraction is the first step towards overcoming it. By exploring the various internal and external triggers that lead us astray, we can begin to implement effective strategies to counteract them. This involves more than just superficial fixes. It requires a thoughtful reorganization of our daily routines and habits. From practical techniques like rearranging your desktop to reduce visual clutter, to psychological strategies such as forming pacts with yourself to enforce discipline, the methods discussed here equip you to reclaim control over your focus. Additionally, understanding the importance of managing both technological interactions and personal expectations plays a crucial role in becoming truly indistractable. By applying these insights, you can transform your approach to work and leisure, making space for more meaningful and focused engagement in all aspects of life. This summary underscores that with the right knowledge and tools, anyone can enhance their ability to concentrate and resist the pull of distractions. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.